Now, it's another big day in the Dexcom Stadium this coming Sunday with three finals taking place. But while we'll be focusing on one final in particular, for Corinthians, they have a chance to win two Connacht titles. Our featured game will be Corinthians against Sligo in the Connacht Under-17 Boys Cup Final, kicking off at 3:30. But beforehand, the Under-15s, Corinthians Black, also meet Sligo. Delighted to be joined by Corinthians Under-17 head coach Rob Dolan. And Rob, first things first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, look, a pleasure, Darren. Great to be talking to you, and especially with two teams now in cup finals this Sunday. Really looking forward to it.
Now, Rob, we'll talk about your own team in a few minutes there, but as you mentioned there, I want to give a shout out to the Under-15s. A big opportunity for them, and you were telling me before we started recording, this is a team that has such great potential going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, these guys are going for the double-double. They won the Cup Under-13. There was no league to be won Under-13, but they won the league, the Cup Under-13. They did the double last year at Under-14, and they're going for the double again now at Under-15. And they're a serious bunch of players, serious coaching group as well. And it just they play a great style of rugby. So if anyone is... any neutral is out there looking on and looking for a game to go over the weekend, the Under-15s play a brilliant brand of rugby, and a great bunch of fellas.
Great bunch as well. And of course, that game at 1:30 in Dexcom Stadium. And Rob, just staying with those for a minute, it's encouraging for the club going forward, not just the talent of these players that you discussed, but it's not the only Corinthians team to have played at this grade. And being a head coach yourself, coming up the ranks with different teams from underage to Under-17, what we'll be talking about, it's brilliant news for Corinthians going forward in regards to establishing a strong future.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, as a matter of fact, this squad had 64 players last year, so we had a black, a blue, and a white squad last year. Now they lost a couple of players. I think they're still in around the mid 50s somewhere, but they had a black squad and a blue squad, and they competed. The way they did it is they kind of let the lads, tough it out between themselves to see who would make the two cup squads between black and blue. And yeah, there's a lot of talent there. But the coaching group do a really brilliant job managing everybody and keeping everyone kind of all going in the one direction. So, I think a huge amount of credit needs to go to the whole coaching group for managing such a large number, first of all, but also trying to improve the lads as they go along through the years.
And I let go of that as well. Keeping the numbers high, especially under 15, is very, very important. And we wish them the very, very best of luck. As Rob mentioned, it's two big games if you're a Corinthian supporter to go watch in Dexcom Stadium on Sunday. Rob, we're going to throw in your own team, the Under-17s. You're up against Sligo. You had a good result against Sligo in the league, but they've improved since. And I suppose the two of you in Buccaneers have probably been the standout teams at this age grade this season.
Yeah, well, it's not just this season now, Darren. We've been, there's been a right old ding-dong between the three of us going on the past couple of years. And, we've had various successes and various, setbacks along the way. And, that result that we had against Sligo back in January, was very much out of the blue. I think things just didn't go right for Sligo on the day. A lot of things went right for us. And we know we're in for a real big battle now on Sunday. We're very much aware of that. In terms of Sligo, they're a great bunch of the coaching group is fantastic. They're really good fellas, and those lads coached up very well. So we look forward to meeting them both before and particularly after the game, and have a good chat.
Yeah, and just in case some listeners think we are playing them down, let's just state two facts here, and you can correct me on both of them if I'm wrong. As you mentioned, that league semi-final, it finished 51-0 to Corinthians on the day. Just one of those days where it happened for your team, didn't happen for Sligo. But this same group of Sligo players, Rob, if I'm correct, had a victory at Under-16 level against Corinthians last year. And Arra 17-15 is just one game I picked out as well. And they have responded from that defeat with three or four wins in a row to get themselves in this final.
That's right, yeah. So actually, there's a history, as I say, going back a couple of years. We had an Under-15 level even. We some last-minute defeats in the league, first of all. And then we played them in the Cup up there. We lost by only 3 or 4 points up in Sligo. Last year, same thing again. We had another issue where we played them in the in the cup, and we had to play them up there in the first round of the cup. We got unlucky, drew them in the first round of the cup, and we ended up losing and going on then to win the plate. But look, the lads have been fantastic. They've responded. We've improved a lot this year. We've got a couple of new players who joined us, but really a lot of the credit needs to go to the coaches. I'm really the manager. I'm doing very to minimal coaching now. The coaches who've come in have done a fantastic job with them. And I think to some of your listeners might know some of the names here when we say them, but the commitment, particularly from people like Tomás Farthing and Patrick Flannery, who were involved, with Connacht, in Tomás's case, who's in the academy, but also with the Corinthians senior team. So they're out training Tuesdays and Thursdays with the senior. Tomás is in with Connacht during the week, and then he's out with us on a Wednesday, and sometimes if we train on a Friday or the weekend as well. And those two guys in particular, the level of commitment has been outstanding from them. And the players have really, gelled with them as well. But there's other coaches like Hubert Coughlow, a guy who played underage for Ireland a few years ago. He's in college at the moment. He's helping us as well. You've Jerry Kerwin and Paddy Madden, who's the club development officer. He's given it a hand as well. But really the guy who's been on the journey with me the whole way along here, and we've seen some of the other coaches fall aside. The people like Frank Short and Cormac McLaughlin and John Dignan, but Tony Canavan has been there a long time and from very early days, and Tony's been an absolute brilliant help. And if you need anything done, Tony will do it. He's brilliant.
And Tony Canavan, a great person to have involved the team there as well, and the importance of having coaches around you. Rob, you just mentioned Tomás Farthing there, just for non-rugby fans as well, of course. He had and I know because I commentated on the match, he's a former minor footballer of the year, part of the Galway team that won the All-Ireland back in 2022.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, he's a fine footballer, but he threw his lot in with rugby. He's getting on great. He played with Ireland under-19s there a couple of weeks ago. And look, the future's bright for Tomás. Not only is he a great rugby player, young rugby player, but he's a fantastic coach. And as I said, we're very lucky to have himself, Patrick and Hubert in particular, our three young guns. And but Tomás is, a very high rugby intellect.
How important is it, Rob, for, we were talking about the importance of developing players, that it's not just producing players of the quality of the three that you just mentioned, but for them to be coming back involved and giving something back to the club. How important is that, number one, to inspire the players that are currently playing at under 15 or under 17 level, in your case there too, but also to see them returning to the club, what the club has given to them, and everybody improving alongside?
Yeah, well, look, it's one thing for a fellow who's to have retired to have come back. So you've got a guy like Jonathan Flynn, who, again, another Irish underage international, who was back helping with the under-18s this year. But then you've got guys, like I said, Tomás and Patrick, who are playing still at the moment. So to be coming out extra days during the week is a massive commitment. You've got Max Holmes, who was on track, I suppose, and may still well be the senior player of the year until he got a bad injury. He's helping out with the under-15s. And then you've got people like Sean Fox and Adam Madden and Oisin Mitchell and Max Flynn, who are helping the under-16s. So all these guys are all training their own nights and then coming out on a Wednesday night as well to help with us. And it's a huge, huge help to the club and to the players, because that sometimes young fellas, do they really want to be listening to our lads like us, or fellas who are right in the middle of the game at the moment? And they really respond to that. So it's hugely appreciated, and it's vital, I would say.
I agree with you, vital too. It's important for any club out there, even if we're just putting a message out. If players can give back and inspire future players, then the club has a strong future. Let's go back to the team and your build-up there. Of course, we talked about that league semi-final against Sligo. Now, the league final on the day didn't go according to plan against Buccaneers. They won 15-10. You came back, beat Loughrea, beat Castlebar on your way to a semi-final. How important was it for confidence for these young players to get one back over against the Buccaneers? Because no doubt you went into that semi-final there last week knowing this was going to be a tough battle.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, first of all, the whole cup has been a little bit stop-start. Games being delayed with the bad weather and things like that. But, I think the first game, that we played against Loughrea was played in tough conditions. It really set us back on track in terms of, after losing the league final against Bucks. So we got back on the horse pretty quick. Then we went on then and we played We play Castlebar, and that was good as well, because not only you get we're giving opportunities to players as well, and some of those guys who went into that game, they took the opportunity, and now they started last week against Buccaneers. And that Buccaneers game, you know, as you said, they've had a bit of a hold on us over the past couple of years, and we were just delighted that we went out, and we hoped we'd perform. We performed fairly well. Of course, still areas we can improve in, but yeah, we were just delighted to, you know, keep working hard, keep looking to perform, and if you perform and you get a little bit of luck, who knows where you end up at the end of the day, you know.
That's the message too for the lads going forward. 22-11 on that day. You just mentioned about improving. What areas will you be looking at, Rob, leading in? I know it's a short window between the two games, but what areas will you be looking to lead into the game, or is it just really about rest, recovery, and getting the heads right for Sunday?
Yeah, that's it exactly. Yeah, look, we had to deal in that game, you know, just literally before kickoff, our scrum half, our guy who was due to start scrum half, he tweaked muscle, and we had to make a last minute change, and a guy like Oisin Berthas came in, and he had a stormer of a game at number nine, and then we just rejigged it around again. So I think that ability to be adaptable, to kind of, I suppose, think our way through and just to focus on the things that we want to focus on all season, keep looking to improve by 1%. That's been our message all the time. And we can improve, if everyone can improve by 1%, even this week, God, we'd hope then we'd be in a position to perform. And that's all we can ask for.
That leads me to the final two questions. Rob, you just mentioned there about an injury and Oisin coming in. I know managers never like being asked this question, but just for listeners out there, any name players you want to name drop there that we get to see representing Corinthians on Sunday in the under-17 final?
Well, I think it'd be a bit unfair to pull anyone out of there. But what I would say is that there's guys who've soldiers with us, you know, and who started with us at under-6 and under-7s. And they've had a lot of disappointment coming up along the way. And I'm delighted, you know, under 13, we were on track to try and get into two. We had two teams. We were on track to get into a cup final playing each other, and COVID hit. Under 14, we lost to COVID. We had a few bad luck stories at under 15, under 16. And for those lads in particular, I'm delighted for them. But what I would say is there's definitely some players in our team that I would be very surprised if you don't see playing much higher levels, not just for a Corinthian senior team, but, you know, Connacht underage, Connacht senior team, and potentially even for Ireland. There's some really cracking guys in there. And if you're looking to come down to the Dexcom on Sunday, I think you'll end up seeing a very good game between two good teams.